Ecological and Systemic, Part 2. A type of experience that is very common to our clients is disruption or disturbance of processes that link individuals into social systems such as families, schools, and communities, leading to their disconnection from these systems. For example, disturbances within families involving neglect, conflict, or abuse deprive young people of many of the experiences they need to develop health and well-being, such as positive role modelling, and often trigger events such as young people being removed from the home by child protection authorities, or young people disconnecting from families of their own accord. Disturbances in emotional regulation and behaviour occurring in the context of schools that lack capacity to respond appropriately to children's needs may gradually lead to school failure and disconnection from school by affected adolescents. When adolescents experience problems in multiple social systems, these initial disconnections, unless addressed early, can set young people on a pathway to long-term marginalisation from education and work until they find themselves trapped in a cycle of social exclusion that can be very difficult to escape from. Turning this situation around generally requires attention to all of the relevant social systems. An ecological and systemic perspective also helps build understanding of how different factors can interact to precipitate crises or negative spirals of events that can lead to deterioration in a young person's health and well-being. These spirals are examples of ways in which harmful consequences, often attributed to simplistically substance misuse, actually arise through interaction of substance use within complex systems of factors. Thus, the systemic perspective helps illustrate that many different windows of opportunity exist for intervention to reduce harms. Consistent with the ecological and systemic understanding, an important trend in treatment development is the emergence of integrative treatment models that combine therapeutic elements derived from different therapeutic traditions and which target multiple interacting systems. Integration of elements from family therapy, targeting the family system, and cognitive behaviour therapy, targeting the individual, has been a strong focus, examples of which include multi-systemic therapy and multidimensional family therapy. Other programs such as the Adolescent Community Reinforcement Approach, ACRA, and Community Reinforcement and Family Training, CRAFT, are combining these elements with motivational interviewing and contingency management. While dialectical behaviour therapy, as adapted for adolescents, combines elements of cognitive behaviour therapy, skill development, family therapy, person-centred counselling, emotional validation and acceptance, and mindfulness meditation. Meta-analyses and other reviews of evidence-based treatment programs for adolescent behaviour problems, including substance abuse and misuse, are finding that these integrative models generally demonstrate consistent effectiveness in clinical trials, including for populations of hard-to-reach youth with complex needs. There is also some direct evidence of superior or longer-lasting outcomes for integrative treatment models compared to singular treatment approaches. Integrative treatment models that combine elements from different therapeutic traditions and which target different life domains could also constitute a valuable approach to developing integrated treatments that simultaneously treat co-occurring disorders such as AOD and mental health problems.